Thank you to Holly and Matt for that beautiful rendition of the Easter sequence. It was worthy of standing up for. They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him. Can we even imagine the shock and the fright of Mary as she became the first of all of Jesus' followers to encounter the empty tomb? Where is the Lord? Jesus, the everlasting Son, had risen from the dead. His glorification would be complete in the return to the Father, a reclaiming of the glory that he had with God before the world began. Where is the Lord? Jesus remains here in his church. Oh, I know that motley crew of less than perfect individuals, myself included, who founded the first Christian communities. He remains with us in this assembly, in our community, and especially in the lives of the poor, and the marginalized, the grieving, and the sick, the homeless, and the addicted, and all of those simply seeking to make it through the day. He remains for and within each of us, in our struggles, in our joys, in our hopes, and yes, even in our failings. He is in creation. The environment which has been entrusted to our stewardship, the beauty of the land, in the calm of the water, in the wings of the birds, in the wagging tails of dogs, in the birthing of new geese on the roof of the parish offices. Where is the Lord? He comforts those whose lives may seem empty. He stands with our veterans returning from overseas. He's with our brothers and sisters in nursing homes and all of those who seek companionship. He's always with us. Each of us, again, no matter our faults or failings or our blessings or our gifts, and he invites us to join him in the eternal banquet, an invitation which compels us to follow his example of servanthood in our lives. When I was younger, I loved Easter because it meant Easter egg hunts and chocolate bunnies and coloring eggs. And as I grew older, I loved Easter, food reference number one, because it meant enjoying my mom's luscious ham and white cake. And I enjoyed all the visits from relatives and friends. And when I was a student, which seemed like I was a student an awful lot of my life, I especially relished in the knowledge that Easter meant that the end of the school year was just around the corner. And I still enjoy all those things, especially ham, because I, like Emeril Lagasse, I do believe that pork fat rules. Easter is a time of joy. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Pope Francis has observed this: a Christian can never be sad. We are never alone. Even at the most difficult moments when our life's journey comes up against problems and obstacles that may seem insurmountable, he is with us. In our belief in the resurrection is not simply a nice idea. It is essential to our understanding of what it means to be a Christian. For it is through the death, and passion, and resurrection of Jesus that we are redeemed. And it is through the passion, death, and resurrection that we are given new life. It is through His death, passion, and resurrection that we are led to the source of all hope and love, mercy, our eternal and triune God. The resurrection of Jesus is real, not simply an event of the past. He who died now lives. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a day for celebration and joy. And yes, perhaps even a little ham. It is a day in which we honor the Christ who conquered sin and death, not in some vague and abstract way, but in a very personal and concrete way. It's a day which reminds us of the continuing work to bring His love to our community and a world which so needs it. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us rejoice and be glad.